You keep telling me the Catholic Church isn't biblical, that Peter's just another guy, just another fisherman with a bucket and a boat and a couple of bad decisions. But Matthew didn't think so, Mark didn't think so, Luke didn't think so, John really didn't think so. And apparently the Holy Spirit was also in on the joke, because he decided to mention Peter 155 times. That's more than all the other apostles combined. But sure, Peter's just some dude. 'Cause Rome wasn't built
in a verse.
It came together line by line,
chapter by chapter,
martyr by martyr, century by century, by God's design.
Rome wasn't built in a verse.
So stop acting like your proof text pamphlet is a blueprint for the kingdom of God. You point to Matthew 16 and say, Jesus didn't really mean Peter. Like the Son of God needs you to clarify his grammar. But Jesus renamed Simon Rock in Aramaic in front of a rock, next to a temple on a rock, to talk about building a church on a rock. If this were any more obvious, he'd be wearing a reflective vest and waving bright orange flags. And then there's the keys, keys, the only other keys in the whole Old Testament kingdom belong to a prime minister with succession. But sure, when Jesus said keys, he meant no key.
Rome wasn't built in a verse.
You can't reduce 2,000 years of apostolic succession to a refrigerator magnet slogan.
Rome wasn't built in a verse.
The Bible's a symphony, not a sound bite. Stop treating it like a 3-second jingle. And then we get to the fun part, Romans 16:20. You know, the one where Paul says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Not their feet,
not
at everybody's feet, not the metaphorical feet of generic Christianity. Your feet,
not
the church in Rome, the one founded by Peter, the one Paul refused to build upon because it already had a foundation that wasn't his. Which means Paul knew what you don't know. Rome wasn't optional. Rome was operational. Daniel saw it coming, the kingdom that crushes kingdoms, arising right in the middle of the Roman Empire. Not beside it, not after it, not in some basement Bible study in 1517. A stone cut without hands growing into a mountain while Rome still breathes. Not a theory, not a hobby, not a startup denomination with a cool worship band. A kingdom, a church, a continuity, a reality. So when you say Peter was never in Rome, you're disagreeing with Clement, Ignatius, Dionysius, Irenaeus, Clement of Alexandria, Tertian, Origen, Peter of Alexandria, Eusebius, Cyril, Athanasius, Jerome, Chrysostom, Gregory of Nyssa, John Cassian, Lactantius, and Pope Leo the Great, which is a bold strategy. But history is stubborn. Truth is older than your timeline, and apostolic succession is not impressed by your YouTube comments.
Rome wasn't built in a verse.
It took a fisherman, a martyr's death, and a kingdom promised in prophecy.
Rome wasn't built in a verse.
It was carved in blood and prayer, sealed in scripture, proclaimed in councils, and crowned in continuity.
Rome wasn't built in a verse.
But the church was built. Jesus wanted 12 denominations, he would have picked 12 Peters, but he didn't. He picked one.